How about this next case, a patient with 4 or 10 cores positive?
Well, this is not an easy one indeed. Here we have a gentleman who has a PSA of 20, very adverse prognostic factor for curing him with local treatment. He's got a T2B lesion, the 40-gram prostate, and 4 cores positive for Gleason 4 plus 3. Now, an MRI indicates, not suggests, indicates invasion to the right seminal vesicle. Bone scan is negative, and let's assume that a CAT scan or the MRI does not indicate any adenopathy. But with a PSA of 20, it is certainly more likely than not that he has systemic disease. So my thoughts with this gentleman, as I would have a lengthy conversation with him, is there an opportunity to cure him? And what is the best way to provide local control? If we look at the survey, we find at age 48, where this fellow's got 40 years to live if we're successful, that 42% of urologists in a 48-year-old would perform a prostatectomy. Only 10% of the radiation oncologists would suggest that as an option. 80% of them would suggest external beam radiation therapy, and 90% would add androgen deprivation. So they're going to follow what I think is the science and, if you will, the party line that this fellow is at high risk and you're going to need combination therapy. Urologists also, 67% of them, would also use androgen deprivation. That, I think, is interesting. So my thoughts. At age 48, what is the best treatment for this individual? Unfortunately, we don't have one that's very likely to cure him. And I must indicate that in my experience, even men who fail, that having had the prostate removed provides better long-term quality of life. There are very few local problems. Since I can look back in my career many years, I remember during my residency years, so often men would come in, this was before the time when we were doing many prostatectomies, with ureteral obstruction. We were using radiation therapy, we were putting stents, percutaneous nephrostomies, etc. This was a regular occurrence. We really very infrequently see this now. Now, indeed, radiation therapy can also provide that benefit. Do I think it provides the exact same local control? I'm not convinced it does. Now, that does not mean that we should be performing radical prostatectomies in everybody with T3 disease. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, a 48-year-old gentleman, if I feel the prostate and it is mobile, and I think technically I can perform a prostatectomy on this individual without any different morbidity than the next person, I think it, one, eliminates the local problem. Number two, it provides a chance for a cure. I don't use the MRI to provide that much information. My DRE is going to be pretty helpful because even men with seminal vesicle invasion can be cured. You're removing the seminal vesicle, even though, again, it is an adverse prognostic factor for systemic disease. So if technically I can perform the surgery, I have the opportunity for very safe external beam radiation therapy afterwards, if I think there is a possibility, depending on the PSA monitoring afterwards, that he has a local recurrence. So in a 48-year-old, if the prostate is mobile, I would say a prostatectomy is very reasonable. I would not give him, as the majority suggests, adjuvant systemic therapy. And I would probably monitor the PSA, but certainly at the earliest sign of a PSA recurrence, which is more likely than not in this individual, I would add androgen deprivation. Now, interestingly, among the urologists, when the individual reaches 65, only 24% would still follow through with wanting to perform a prostatectomy, and now most are going to give that patient radiation therapy, either seeds with external beam or external beam radiation therapy alone, and again, many would add androgen deprivation, and again, that would make sense.
What about what would you do?
I think I would, again, a healthy 65 who was in a normal body type and not very heavy, I would follow the same reasoning as the 48-year-old.
And again, not using androgen deprivation.
I would not use androgen deprivation. But I certainly would consider using androgen deprivation early rather than later. First sign of biochemical recurrence with an initial PSA of 20, I would add androgen deprivation. At age 78 with this individual, certainly he's got a tumor that needs to be treated. I would absolutely go along with the radiation oncologists that want to use the combination of external beam radiation therapy with androgen deprivation. And I think the majority of urologists also would follow that, although it's in contrast. It's interesting that of the urologists in that 78-year-old individual, one-third of them would rely only on androgen deprivation, so not provide an opportunity for a cure, if you will, and they feel the disease is systemic and that radiation therapy would not provide a benefit. Again, I don't think there's a perfect answer. Probably my bias, given this patient, would depend a lot on how this gentleman looked. I think there is no right or wrong here. Both are very reasonable. Try and provide excellent local control with radiation therapy at the same time giving him the systemic benefit of androgen deprivation. Alternatively, one could argue this gentleman has systemic disease. At the age of 78, why add the morbidity of external beam radiation therapy? It's a tough call, and that would be one you sit down and discuss with the individual and see what he wants.